From technology and acquisition to citizen services and mission execution, a culture shift is underway with federal government leaders increasingly seeking out solutions that disrupt the way business has traditionally been done. Here we connect with those government and industry leaders driving this change and delivering the real results in support of their agency mission. This is Keeping IT Brief. Thank you for joining Keeping IT Brief. I'm your host, Mary Ann Brown. Today, we're speaking with Howard Rosen of LifeWire Group on how, during this time of COVID, businesses have rapidly pivoted to a solution for a pandemic in the midst of a pandemic by taking advantage of public and private partnerships. Thank you for joining me today, Howard.
Thank you very much, Mary Ann. I look forward to our discussion.
Yes. Okay. Let's dive right in. First of all, how was it that your company was in a position to develop a COVID product with a state of office of public health?
Well, what happened was we were in discussions with a state office of public health, actually in the area of hepatitis C management for the population of the state. And this was really the end of January, beginning of February. And obviously COVID was on everyone's radar. But it very quickly became obviously a crisis mode for it all. So the discussion was, okay, look, we're talking Hep C, COVID is going to be even more urgent. Is there something we can do? And that literally led to discussions that we had with the state in terms of developing an idea, developing a product that they needed. And we literally went from that discussion 10 weeks later to having discussed, contracted, created a prototype, and released into the public.
So what challenges did you guys face with all of that?
Challenges? Well, what hour? It was, as I said, we literally was something that was developed on the fly to meet this immediate need for the state and with the state. And so it was really going through very quickly, you know, what are the issues that the state has? Where do they have a public health issue? Where do they have security? What do they do with resources? What is the information that they need? What is that they're trying to manage? So that was sort of their big picture issues. Our side was, again, making sure we had a product that was agile, that dealt with the security and privacy issues, and was easily accessed by the population. So it's really looking at those kind of pieces. And, you know, the nature of a product is it's a communication platform, you know, designed for those kind of outreach. And so it was really how do you adapt it, though, but dealing with, as I said, something that's agile to be able to deal with something that was in the pandemic, working with the state to sort of go, okay, what are you looking for? What are the issues? Going through the list and what was the issues of big concern where they thought that their, in their particular case, where their resources were going to be the most affected and most challenged, and literally working with their teams and ours on both the product level and on the technology level to be able to rapidly build this out.
Okay, so taking a look at everything, what lessons have you learned that maybe you could help others who are moving in this direction?
Well, it was a terrific experience. We've worked with government groups before, but it was really being able to sort of get down to, okay, what are the issues, just because you had this tidal wave behind us all. But the lessons were really was to make sure you're not reinventing the wheel. Like you're not making, this is not a research and development project because the timelines were immediate. So it's being able to work with the client, but being able to sort of say, okay, what products do we have? And being able to have a product that you already existed that can be pivoted to the dealing with the particular needs. But at the same time, being aware that there are security and privacy issues, because parallel to all these things, we have the security and privacy people being involved to make sure we're addressing all those particular issues. And even with the waivers that exist in this particular case, we wanted to make sure that this was able to be bolted for that state where it was outside of those waivers in terms of that it was actually the security and privacy issues that existed before. So it was really making sure the respective teams understood what was at hand and to be able to, again, said this is not a research project, to sort of say, what if? It was like, okay, we've got this, we've got that, what are the needs, and really making sure those teams can work together to be able to deal with those issues. And they were numerous.
So now what other piece of advice would you have for people at this point?
Oh, that's a good question. Because what happened, well, it was also to being understanding that whatever's going to come out from that, as in any case, in the prototype level, there's going to be changes and issues that you weren't expecting. And it's really to make sure that the products that you have and the ability is agile enough to be able to pivot those to those particular changes. You know, the expectations are certain things to work a certain way. And again, because this is built out so quickly, it was being aware that we, you know, everyone, including our clients, and we think this is how it's all going to work. You get in the field to go, well, that didn't quite work how we expected to, and have that ability to be able to turn it around quickly to address those issues. So you, again, you've got a product that is addressing the truly immediate needs of that client, and to be able to quite honestly sit back and breathe for about 10 seconds. Because, you know, some things will come up and you go, oh my gosh, didn't expect that.
It sounds like it's the big word of 2020, which is being able to pivot.
It's being able to pivot, but truly, as I said, and I use a reference to make sure this is not a research and development project, because you want to be able to pivot to concrete, tangible elements that have already been tested. So you know product X works or product Y works. So you're not going out and say, well, we've never put these two pieces together before. Let's see what happens. Really, the need is to be able to say, this is what we've done. This is what we've done. We know it's going to work. So you're 98% of the way there versus maybe 60% of the way there. Because you get one chance at it. And when you're in the midst of a pandemic situation such as we've had, there's a lot at stake, there's that much more at stake. And so the teams have to really be tied to that. And understanding.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, as I said, it's that ability to, especially when so the lessons learned, is to be able to expect the unexpected. And again, as much as we see that before, it's truly in that situation because there's so much going on. To be able to sit back and breathe, count to 10, and not to be afraid to sort of ask the client, okay, look, does that really make sense? Here are the ramifications. And walk them through, because you're going in there as a subject matter experts in whatever the piece may be, and to make sure you're not, depending on the circumstance, even in terms of the nature of the client, is to be able to say, look, I don't think that's going to work. Here's why. Are you sure you want to do that? Here are their options. So it's, again, because you're dealing with a product you already have as opposed to research and development product, you should be able to have all those pieces at hand and that expertise at hand to be able to explain to them and give them examples as to why certain things may work or other things may not work. Ultimately, it's the client's decisions, but they can't really make a good decision unless you're giving them all the intel that you have already.
Okay, great. Well, once again, I've been joined today by Howard Rosen of LifeWire Group. Thank you so much for joining us today, Howard.
Marianne, thank you so very much.
Thank you for listening. For more podcasts by G2 Exchange Media, please visit www.vethealthit.com and look for the podcast section at the top of the page. Music by Jam Studio, courtesy of Shutterstock Incorporated.